Happy Friday, everyone. It's August 21st, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, we'll look at how LA County is faring in this very unique census year, some pressing questions answered surrounding unemployment payments, and the latest updates, plus a new online guide on childcare in the region. Despite everything else that's happening, you might have forgotten that we're also in the middle of the 2020 census, the decennial count of all Americans as enshrined in the Constitution. So it should be no surprise that things haven't gone exactly as planned, and LA County, for myriad reasons, is already notoriously difficult to count. To get a sense of where we are in the count, here's Caroline Champlin.
So we're at the last stretch of the census. That's the in-person phase where people go door to door to collect responses from folks who haven't filled out the census yet. And this is critical because this is the best way to reach renters or immigrants, people without internet access. And since the Trump administration recently cut this part of the census short, door knockers and advocates are struggling to try to make up for this time with only 41 days left in the census. And I saw this scramble for myself when I went out with some activists in Boyle Heights this week. In this one specific census tract, still less than half of all households have completed the census. And it was a 90-degree day, and we walked the streets while they hung flyers on people's doorknobs and fences. And this is already really grueling, slow work, but now with less time available, it's really a race against the clock. After this, I talked to a woman who's organizing all of the census outreach in LA, and she says the changes have just been devastating, and she wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be a pretty serious undercount in LA.
Our newsroom has made a major commitment to helping people navigate these extraordinarily hard times. And top of mind for many is how to survive while you're out of work. To shed some light, here's business reporter David Wagner, who's been tackling questions about unemployment payments.
You know, we're 5 months into this pandemic, and we still have millions of Californians who are relying on unemployment benefits to get by. It's not necessarily getting any easier to navigate the state's unemployment system. And some of the common questions we've been noticing lately include these. You know, people want to know, can I continue to collect unemployment benefits if I'm self-employed and I'm also starting to receive money from the Paycheck Protection Program? If I go back to work part-time, am I going to lose my benefits? And of course, the big one, how can I talk to an actual human being at the state's unemployment office? We've got answers to those questions and more at LAS.com. And if you're still running into problems, you can scroll to the bottom of that story and you'll find a way to submit your own question.
Early education reporter Mariana Dale has an update on what's happening in an industry crucial to working parents, childcare for very young children.
Now there are more than 7,000 licensed childcare providers that are up and running in LA County, but in many cases there are far fewer children attending because the county's public health guidelines say groups of children have to be limited to 12. Tens of thousands of other families also relied on early education centers in the Los Angeles Unified School District, and those programs are all virtual. Students are supposed to receive 90 minutes of live instruction a day through apps like Zoom, but someone still has to watch over them while they're doing that virtual learning and help them out. If it's not their parents, it might be a grandparent or a friend. And I've also talked to childcare providers who say they're the ones that are getting ready to help facilitate online learning.
And finally, as part of How to New LA, our series created to help people understand what's going on in our changing city, Mariana Dale and LA's editor Lisa Brenner collaborated on a comprehensive guide to the rules and risks of the current childcare landscape in LA.
Finding childcare that's a good fit can be exceedingly stressful under the best circumstances. So now what we have is this additional dimension of safety concern, and there's all the complexity of health department protocols. And it's not really straightforward how a parent can evaluate a preschool or a daycare or even what they should be looking for. Because even when a facility is doing something right, it can still go wrong. So the science and the research are still evolving. There's still a lot of gray area, and that can make a very uncomfortable place to be making decisions about the well-being of your kids. So we put together this guide. It's rules and risks. It's practical advice basically about the whole landscape of childcare in LA. We've got what's open, what's closed, what the rules are, how to know if there's been an outbreak, what information is allowed to be shared, what information is not allowed to be disclosed, how to know if a facility is following protocols, and what to do when people, staff or kids get sick.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.